Democrats and RFK Jr. agree on these issues. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has drawn the ire of Democrats in Congress. Multiple members called on him to resign during his 7-hearing marathon this month on Capitol Hill, and others said he is dangerous because of his skepticism of vaccines they say are established and life-saving. Not all the exchanges were contentious, though. Republicans largely praised Kennedy, a former Democrat, for his work over the past 14 months, and some Democrats said they support some of Kennedy's priorities. Microplastics. Representative Rosa DeLauro, before criticizing how the budget proposal calls for cutting 12.5% from health agencies and the termination of National Institutes of Health grants, praised Kennedy for trying to tackle the prevalence of small pieces of plastic that have grown more widespread in recent years. Let me commend you on your recent efforts to reduce the amount of microplastics in American drinking water, DeLauro said. We know there's a pervasive problem with these contaminants, and I applaud the department's efforts. Small pieces of plastic can cause health issues, according to studies. Ingestion of microplastics can happen through consuming food and water, and even breathing air. Kennedy and Environmental Protection Agency officials announced on April 2nd that they plan to investigate microplastics and identify ways to safely remove them from people. Nutrition. Kennedy and other officials have also repeatedly urged Americans to eat healthier. In January, they released new dietary guidelines that called for emphasizing protein, dairy, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and healthy fats. Officials have also worked to convince companies to remove synthetic dyes from food. I just want to thank you for pointing out stuff like the dyes and food and maybe even looking at the food pyramid, Representative Gwen Moore told Kennedy before decrying proposed cuts to the federal food stamp and women's support programs. That's been a very helpful discussion in terms of your making America healthy again. Representative Mark Pocan told Kennedy he did not agree with administration actions on vaccines, but did align with him on nutrition. I think much of what you're doing around healthy foods and health is right on, dead on, Pocan said. Advertisements. Kennedy has in the past talked about wanting to ban pharmaceutical advertisements on television. Senator Bernie Sanders, who has introduced legislation that would impose such a ban, said he favors such a ban and asked if Kennedy still agreed. I agree with it in theory, Kennedy said. Constitutionally, you can't ban it. But we are now regulating it for the first time. You'll see ads have changed because we sent out thousands of disciplinary letters. Kennedy and Sanders, though, did reach an agreement on banning ads for unhealthy food. What we are seeing now is these big food industry companies spending huge amounts of money telling kids to eat crap. I think it would make a lot of sense to ban those from TV, Sanders said. I would support that, Kennedy said. Anti-fraud efforts. Democrats across the country have decried some of the Trump administration's efforts to combat fraud, including tighter standards for federal programs such as the food stamp program. But Representative Richard Neal said that fighting fraud is bipartisan here. He added later, fighting fraud certainly has considerable support across this Congress. And nothing makes me or you or others in this room matter than those who might rip off Medicare. So I think those who commit fraud ought to be held accountable. Neal then remarked negatively on how President Donald Trump pardoned Lawrence Duran, who was convicted in 2011 of being behind a $205 million Medicare fraud scheme. Vaccines. Most of the exchanges between Democrats and Kennedy on vaccines showcased their disagreements on how to handle the sensitive topic. But some highlighted agreement. Can you tell me, can you tell all of us, is the MMR vaccine safe and effective? Yes or no? Representative Madeline Dean asked Kennedy, referring to the primary measles shot. Yes, Kennedy said. It's safe for most people. Can you agree that getting the vaccine is a lot safer than getting measles? She asked. Yes, Kennedy said. Kennedy later told Senator Jeanne Shaheen that he is willing to release appropriated funds to a vaccine distribution group called Gavi, but only if the group commits to using an updated diphtheria vaccine that is safer. He said he was willing to appoint somebody from his office to work with Shaheen's office to try to resolve that and other concerns. Mercury. Representative Josh Harder raised concerns about the impact of mercury exposure in children, including permanent damage to cognition. Kennedy in the past has been a lawyer advocating against mercury exposure. Do you still believe, as you've argued for decades, that mercury emissions from coal plants harm kids? Harder asked Kennedy. I do, Kennedy said. The health secretary declined, though, to comment on the EPA repeal of mercury and air toxic standards, drawing criticism from Harder. Mercury is a toxin, Kennedy said, but he added later that when accepting the health secretary position, he promised Trump that he would stay away from energy policy. I think you all are talking over each other, said Representative Robert Aderholt. The secretary has acknowledged he has some issues about, but obviously he cannot speak to the EPA. So y'all are both really agreeing, but won't agree.